Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome a very, very senior professional, best-selling author from Los Angeles, California, USA, Dr. Beverly Kay. Very welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Dr. Kay is the founder and CEO of Bev Kay and Company. She's a best-selling author. She's a speaker and a thought leader. She's also an author of the following books: Help Them Grow or Watch Them Go, Love Them or Lose Them, Love It, Don't Leave It, Hello Stay Interviews, Goodbye Talent Loss, and Up Is Not the Only Way. Bev, you seem to have done some amazing things in your life, but let me start by asking you a little bit about your journey and what got you to writing.
Wow. Well, I am in my late 70s now. Mm-hmm. And when I had a chance to go to college at that time, a woman could only be a nurse, a secretary, or a teacher.
Wow.
And I chose teacher because, you know, everybody who didn't like nursing or and realized after 4 years of college with a degree in elementary education that I didn't much like kids at that point. Mm-hmm. And I said, you better think fast. Mm. And I ended up in a graduate program. Mm-hmm. In college administration. Mm-hmm. And I was one of these active college kids, so it made sense.
Yeah.
And I became a college dean in several different schools that I probably never could have gotten into, elite institutions.
Yeah.
And I think that led me into looking at how do college students make career choice? Mm-hmm. And many of them made only one choice. Hmm. I'm going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever. And they didn't have a contingency plan. Mm-hmm. So I think early on, I got interested in the world of career development. Mm-hmm. So my work with students led me into the world of leadership. Mm-hmm. I was looking at student leaders. And the world of leadership got me very interested in the field of organizational development and plan change. Mm. And happily, when I moved to California to take a dean position, the Office of Education was offering a fellowship in change management. And at the bottom of the brochure, it said, please post. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm not going to post. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go after the doctorate. And I went to UCLA and got my doctorate and chose a subject, career development, that no one in that time was looking at. I was interested in how companies develop their people or not. And when I got through my dissertation, Prentice Hall came along and said, we think this is a book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like magic, not like magic, but I became known for my work in organizations around careers.
Wow.
And began to grow a company. Mm. That I grew into a global company that I ran for a good 40 years and sold recently and specialized in career and then engagement and retention.
Wow. So tell me, you know, you worked so much with a lot of young people from the universities. What are some of the challenges a lot of the young people face when they're trying to decide which career to select?
Yeah, you know, it's even harder now because there are so many more choices and new careers popping up all the time. And maybe my advice would be, don't choose your route mm-hmm. too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sniff out a few different alternatives.
Right.
Try your hand at different things. Mm-hmm. And then sit back and say, well, what did I love? What did I not love? What fits me and what doesn't fit me?
Correct.
And what's wonderful now is that there are so many choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, as a parent, the question is not what do you want to be when you grow up,
mm-hmm.
but what do you want to do
Correct.
When you grow up?
Correct.
So if young people get in touch with what they love doing,
mm-hmm.
and get clear about that,
mm.
it will help them in their career choices down the line.
Mm. You know, you've also done a lot of work on organizational development, and you must have looked at a lot of human resources. Given what you would have seen, you know, over the last four decades, and that's as long as I have also worked, how have you seen human resources evolve? Or organizational development evolve over the last four decades?
You know, part of me wants to say mm-hmm. what's old, if you blow off the dust, is new again.
Mm.
And what's new, you know, comes from something that's been done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just twisting and shaping and remolding it.
Correct.
With some of it. You know, when I look back at what I wrote 40 years ago, if I pulled it out of the book from 40 years ago, and not every paragraph, but certain ones, put it out there and say, when was this written? People would say, 2 weeks ago.
Correct.
You know, other parts, no. But a lot of it, you know, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of wisdom by my forefathers
mm-hmm.
in the field of organization development and plan change and HR even
mm-hmm.
that we are repeating
mm-hmm.
with slight nuances
Correct.
As we move through.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And yet, you know, I've been speaking to a lot of people in organizational development and human resources from around the world. The young set of leaders who are coming into companies now, they are now, a lot of them are working on the fact that they want work from home. They want the gig economy. They want multiple sources of income. I'd love to get your thoughts on this.
Well, I love the change.
Hmm.
I, in a way, I think COVID has been awful for 2 years.
Correct.
We've lost so many people.
Yeah.
But COVID blew up the traditional ways of working and forced us to look at new ways.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those new ways will not go away.
Mm.
I've been doing a lot of work just when I think of the past couple of weeks
mm-hmm.
in the world of healthcare,
mm-hmm.
which is suffering so now,
Correct.
And the world of IT,
mm-hmm.
which is very different now. Grabbing IT talent
mm-hmm.
is not easy, and companies are throwing money, big money.
Well said. Well said.
And some of that is wonderful.
Mm.
And some of that could make your head spin, I guess.
True. Well said.
But I like the changes
okay.
that COVID forced us into. Mm. I used to be on a plane almost every single week.
Mm.
And what was good about those days was I did some of my best thinking in the air.
Mm.
So my husband said, well, let me just buy you a seatbelt and you could pretend.
Well said.
But, you know, now I have to find other ways to find my thinking time.
Wonderful.
And I'm seeing many, many organizations saying, we will not pull our people back full time, or we'll do this hybrid. You know, some are saying 6 days a month. Some are saying 3 days a week. Some are saying stay remote.
Correct.
So
very interesting. So Bev, let's now move to your books. Tell me about, you know, you've got six books that I have in front of me, or five books that I have in front of me. Which was your first one where you said came out of your dissertation?
The first one was Up Is Not the Only Way.
Okay.
The book I wrote in 1982 was not the book I wrote, though it had the same title, in 2017. In 1982, I wrote a systems approach to career development. How do you look at career development, you know, as it connects with all the other HR functions? And as I got into the field and as I grew a training company, a global training company, I myself got more into training design and how do you train a group of managers and a group of employees in the career conversation.
Very interesting.
And developed an array of materials, you know, in the old days, all paper. And we would ship three ring binders around the world. And I watched the morph into everything's online. And I had to morph with it. But I think the career conversation between manager and employees, whether it's online, whether it's, you know, remote, whether it's in person, has many of the same dynamics in it. And the piece of theory that I developed in the 80s, I still use right now.
So would you like to talk about this?
I'll tell you the easiest way I can talk about it is that for individuals, and I know you have a lot of younger users of your wonderful offer. I talk about five words that all start with a P. And that is the essence of career development, whether you are just starting or whether you're a senior officer in some huge company. And the five words are person, meaning who am I? What skills do I bring to this party? What abilities, what interests, what values, all of that. Do I know myself? The second P is perspective. How do others see me? What is my brand? What is my reputation? The third is place. How has my function, my specialty, my work changed? And how will it change? And how do I stay abreast of the changes? Fourth P is possibilities. And that's really where Up Is Not the Only Way came from. Because there's a huge S on the end of the word possibilities, which means you better plan several.
Correct.
And not just one. And then the fifth P is plan. Okay, how do I get there? And not how do I get to that one dream, but how do I get to two or three of those dreams? So if one door shuts, others might still be open. And whether I call them the five P's or call them, you know, something else, they're embedded in the way I teach career to individuals.
Fantastic.
And I'm amazed that it held up all these years.
Amazing. Amazing. You also have a book which is Hello Stay Interviews, Goodbye Talent Loss. Is this about how to retain people?
It is, in a way, every book, when I look back, is about how to keep people.
Okay.
Up is not the only way, says your people want to grow. And they know that not everybody can move up.
Mm-hmm.
So what else are you offering?
Right.
What are the other options other than up?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you'll keep people. Mm-hmm. The stay interview, my one sadness about it is that I didn't trademark those words, stay interview.
Right.
Because I developed it 20 plus years ago. And what hit me was that when do managers ask, what can I do to keep you?
Mm.
At the exit interview.
Correct.
And the magic of what can I do to keep you has to be asked often and early and often, you know. So the essence of stay interviews is get to know your people.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what they're loving and find out what they are not loving.
Mm.
What are they sad they left? What are they most excited about? And I love the question, is this job what you thought it would be? In what ways is it? And in what ways is it not?
Correct.
Great question.
Wonderful, wonderful. And when you say that, you know, you use the question, what can I do to keep you? It's a very powerful question that you're asking people to ask their employees. Based on your experience, what has the general reaction been from people?
So in the old days, mm-hmm. when I was there in person mm-hmm. and I could look into the eyeballs of everybody in our classes, I saw managers like shrink back.
Mm-hmm.
And when I inquired, they said, if I ask my employee what I can do to keep them, they're going to say money, mm-hmm. more money, or they're going to say that job over there.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't deliver,
mm-hmm.
then I'll be sorry I ever opened up the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell them, and I still tell them, is tell them the truth and mm-hmm. say, I can't deliver on that right now.
Right.
But I really want to know what else, because I'm determined to find mm-hmm. two or three things that I have power over,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to lose you. You are precious to me.
Well said. Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid of any of those questions. Mm. Just tell the truth. Mm. I cannot deliver on that now. And I've said to many managers around the world, if you ask what else
mm-hmm.
four times, you will get something Amazing. That you can do something about.
Where you can actually keep your commitment.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Just ask.
Mm. Wonderful. So, you know, given our time constraints, I wanted to ask you what, out of the other three books, tell me about one other book, and then we'll come to one last question.
Okay, so the biggest book
mm-hmm.
that is in its sixth edition now,
mm-hmm.
sold probably 900,000 copies. I want to hit a million. Mm-hmm. It's in its sixth printing, is called Help Them Grow, is called Love Them or Lose Them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the theme song. It's, listen, managers, this is not rocket science. And I am married to a rocket scientist. So he says, don't say that, say it's not brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But find out, you know, what they love.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what you can do to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And show your respect. If you don't like the word love, don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
But respect them, acknowledge them, thank them, all the things I guess we're taught in preschool.
Correct.
That we forget.
Correct.
And if you don't do that, they are not going to stay. Mm. It's that simple. So love them is written according to the alphabet, A through Z, and it gives 26 chapters, 26 ideas.
Wow.
Of what a manager can do to keep their talent.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm going to certainly look out for this book and some of your others, and I'm going to encourage all our viewers and listeners to go and check out Dr. Beverly Kay on Amazon and see if you like any of her books. So, babe, I've got time for one more question. And this is for the many, many young people who will be listening to our conversation. Based on your vast experience of working with human beings, based on your amazing journey as an author, what are three lessons you would like our viewers and listeners to take away from your life and from our conversation?
You know, the one that comes immediately is be opportunity minded, not opportunity blinded.
Wonderful.
And I think we walk around this earth either saying, poor me, there's no opportunity here.
Correct.
Instead of saying, what's the opportunity in our conversation? What's the follow-on? What's the possibilities?
Correct.
So I am opportunity-minded to a fault, which is why you see all these papers on my desk.
Absolutely.
And maybe, you know, I put that one in neon and capital letters.
Yeah.
And maybe the other one is the golden rule. Do unto others as you want to be done to.
Absolutely.
You know, and look at everybody as a potential colleague.
Yeah.
And someone that you can learn from.
Wonderful.
And maybe lastly, I'd say gather a group of peers who will support you as you move through your career.
Wonderful. How wonderful. Bev, on that note, and your amazing conversation with me, the five P's of career development, and I've learned new things. I mean, as a young person, I learned the four P's of marketing, which then go to five and six, but I've learned the five P's of career development, which is person, perspective, place, possibilities, and plan. Your amazing piece of advice to everybody, ask what can I do for you in an exit interview, or ask every human being. And finally, your three outstanding lessons, be opportunity minded and not opportunity blinded. Do unto others as you would want others to do unto you, and gather a group of peers who can support you. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for sharing your vast knowledge with us. And good luck to you.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.